Jack O'Randa FM.
Jack O' News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 27, Polokwane 26 and Mbombela 24. Former President Jacob Zuma has called for the Constitutional Court justices who presided over his 2021 contempt of court matter to recuse themselves in the case between him, the Umkhonto we Sizwe Party and the IEC, as he fears they may be biased, Cliff Shiko reports.
In the court papers, Zuma maintains that Justices Madlanga, Majid, Mhlantia, Thiron and Chitri may be unfair to him. He says they have conflict of interest on the basis that they are likely to interpret their own previous decision of 2021, contrary to the IEC matter, in such a way as to automatically differ with the view of the Electoral Court. Zuma was sentenced to 15 months direct imprisonment for contempt of court after he refused to appear before the Zondo Commission. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
A report prepared by Chiseva Attorneys Incorporated meanwhile found there's no evidence to support Outa's corruption claims against NSFAS board chair Ernest Khoza. In January, Outa published leaked audio purportedly between Khoza and service providers. The men were discussing kickbacks to be pocketed by the former board chair, Higher Education Minister Bladen Zimande, and his party, the SACP. Outa's Wayne Divinage lament the outcome and recommendations of the report.
To suggest that he should have just told the board about it is not acceptable. He's the chairperson of this board. He should not entertain any discussions of the nature that he did with the service providers. You know, if this report hadn't have been leaked or the recordings, nothing would have happened. Quite frankly, we believe he is in transgression of the PFMA. He should have been fired by the minister and charged for his conduct. So he's being let off the hook very, very lightly.
The Gauteng Education Department has launched an investigation into the violent altercation between a pupil and teacher at the Glen Vista High School in the south of Johannesburg. Department spokesperson Steve Mabona says MEC Matome Chulwane has condemned violence in the classroom.
A video of the incident was captured and it shows an educator and a learner fighting violently in class. The Gauteng Department of Education has since launched an investigation just to ascertain on what transpired.
And in Soshanguve, north of Pretoria, former President Thabo Mbeki rubbed shoulders with the youth who didn't hold back on the issue of drug abuse in their community. He is a student from Tshwane University of Technology.
We want to be at that age and be old as you, but we can't because of the drugs that are in this country. We can't because of the alcohol that is in this country. How are you going to assist us as young people?
Mbeki responded that the community needs to inform the police, but that the police also has to do more. And if you still need to register to cast a special vote on the 27th and 28th of May, you have until midnight to register online. Earlier this afternoon, more than 1.4 million people applied. That was up to 17,000 applications per minute. For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Marlene Fischer.
Warning: excessive dancing and singing may occur. Please listen responsibly. The Jacaranda FM Party Night.